Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and a very interesting hadith, which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about hidden polytheism or shirk. As you know, shirk and polytheism refers to the fact of associating a partner with God. On a very superficial level, this could be manifested in the form of worshiping idols. But it's not limited to this. Rather, this can take on various other forms. And sometimes these forms can be unknown to the person, meaning the person could not realize that he's actually performing shirk and polytheism and associating somebody with God. So one has to be very careful and meticulous and kind of vigilant over his actions so as not to commit this very grave sin. Of course, some of these very hidden and subtle, delicate forms of polytheism, by performing them, we don't necessarily, exit the religion of Islam and become, desert the religion and become apostates. But ethically speaking, these are things that merit scorn and could even merit sin in certain cases. The idea that, polytheism can be hidden and can be subtle and so delicate that even the person committing them and even others might not realize it, is something that has been reflected in the Holy Quran, where the Quran says, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. And most of them do not believe in Allah without ascribing partners to Him. So here in this verse, we see that Allah says that, most people, there's a certain form of shirk or polytheism that they perform. Whereas we don't see this in people. So this implies that this is something hidden and very delicate. Understanding of it requires a certain level of, acumen and discernment. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said when interpreting the verse that we recited, he said this is in reference to a man's statement. Were it not for so-and-so, I would have surely have perished. Or were it not for so-and-so, I would indeed have been afflicted. Or were it not for so-and-so, my family would be at loss. Do you not see that he has associated a partner to Allah in his kingdom, giving him sustenance and repelling misfortune from him? He was subsequently asked, Imam Sadiq was then asked, the people there, they asked him, what if I were to say this? Were it not for Allah's granting me so-and-so's help, I would have perished. If we word this in this way, would this save us from committing this act of polytheism? The Imam replied, there is nothing wrong with saying things like this. This is okay. If we say it like this, we would be absolved from the sin of hidden polytheism. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at hidden polytheism in the words of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.